It is that time to find out what is hot and happening in the community. And one thing that is hot is education. And during the week of the anniversary of the American Rescue Plan, we have to talk about the administration's investments in historically black colleges and universities. On the line, Dr. Tony Allen, chair of the president's HBCU Board of Advisors. How you doing today, doctor?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And this is so important that we talk and get the correct information out about HBCU funding. Dr. Tony, we got two here, Harris Stowe State and Lincoln University.
Lincoln. Yeah. I know them well.
You probably strolled along because if I remember correctly, you a Newt, correct?
I am a Kappa man, and I think you wear the pink and green, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
I do, Ski. Yeah, very good memory, Dr. Tony. See, that's why you
by
Dr. Tony Allen.
By culture and by merit.
Yes, we strive as we do. But back to HBCUs. The American Rescue Plan has been amazing in the fact that over $2.7 billion in funding has gone forth. Tell us more about that, Dr. Tony.
I will. Let me tell you first, again, it is a pleasure to be with you, but President Biden, who I've known now for over 25 years and had the opportunity to work with him when he was a senator, comes by HBCUs in a very real way. It's in his bones. In his first Senate campaign in 72, he actually launched that campaign on the hallowed grounds of Delaware State University and has really been with us ever since. So the fact that he has Vice President Kamala Harris at his side, not surprising. What Jim Clyburn said during the election period, not surprising. And the number of HBCU grads that are literally in his administration, staggering, but not surprising. With respect to the support, it's actually been $5.8 billion.
Oh, it's even more. Wow.
$3.7 of that was directly from the American Rescue Plan. But there was another $1.6 billion in debt relief to about 45 HBCUs. And I know you know this well, but one of our biggest issues is the quality of our living and learning spaces. We need the quality of our education, which is second to none. We need that to be equal and on par to what we're going to provide and how they learn and how they study. And the president knew that well and went right to that. And there was additional $500 million in grant funding for academic capacity building and fiscal stability. So I'm really proud of the work he has done so far, but I can tell you for sure, it is the first step, not the last.
And you brought me to my next question because I figured there was more work to be done. And also, the investments in other institutions of higher education where minorities or underserved communities are, even those were impacted, like community college and the like.
That's right. You probably know the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, has been a community college professor for a long time. In fact, she's still doing that now. And President Biden sees those as some of the best kept secrets in higher education. I feel the same in that regard. I think that HBCUs still offer the highest return on investment throughout education, higher education, but community colleges are second. It's just very important that if you believe in higher education access for all, that you have those institutions that are focused on those folks who've otherwise been underrepresented or locked out of a quality K-12 public education system.
Yes, and you said this is just the first step. The funding will continue. Our HBCUs are so important in just creating access for communities of color to receive that quality education, invest in the living quarters. I just want to thank you and the administration for taking this step and salute you on the continued work to improve what's going on.
The one thing I would leave you with, and thanks for the opportunity again, is research shows the key factor for an African-American man or woman from a low-resource community actually getting into the middle class is they're graduating from an HBCU. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know, then I just think everybody needs to get on board with the profile of our institutions, the support of our institutions, and the fact that this might have been a moment 2 years ago, but it's a movement now.
A movement now. Dr. Tony Allen, chair of the president's HBCU Board of Advisors. I'm sure we'll talk more as the administration continues to invest in HBCUs and our overall educational systems, giving us access to those who might not readily be able to do so. Thank you so much for always calling in and giving us a chat.
See you. Take good care.
See you. You too.